Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Good morning. This program is sponsored by the Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G. 1W0. This is Pastor Juliet Schimpf speaking. I'm minister at First Baptist Church in Perth, and it's a joy to be here at the start of a new year. The theme of my message today is Wanted for 2014, Cracked Pots. Let me say that again, Wanted for 2014, Cracked Pots. You know, I wonder how your new year has already begun. I wonder if you had set some resolutions and perhaps already you've fallen off the horse. You see, 38% of Canadians set resolutions related to weight, and 34% set resolutions related to money. And so Canadians are in the business of setting resolutions for the new year. The thing, though, is that these resolutions often have to do with the physical world or the material world. And what I want to encourage you to consider this morning is focusing on the supernatural world and on your inner reality. Now, more good news. If you've already fallen off the horse of your resolution, or you've already given up, or you're near giving up, the good news with God is He doesn't need you to have it all together. He doesn't want you to have perfection. He's actually looking for people who are at the end of their rope. I love the Message translation of the Beatitudes. It goes like this. You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there can finally be more of God. We're going to listen to a classic hymn, How Great Thou Art. And when we return, we're going to look at what it is to be a cracked pot.
Oh, Lord, my God. When I in awesome wonder consider all of the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great thou art. Sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou God, His Son not sparing, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross
burden gladly bury. He bled and died to take away my sin. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation,
welcome back to Good News Christian Ministries. This is Pastor Juliet speaking, and I'm talking about Wanted for 2014, Cracked Pots. We're talking about what it is to be a cracked pot for God. And I want to read to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 onward. But we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. This is the word of God. So what is this passage talking about? Well, in a nutshell, I want to tell you that whereas society looks for stars, God is looking for scars. Let me say that again. Society looks for stars, but God is looking for scars. You see, society would like to focus on the externals. And so we set New Year's resolutions about losing weight and getting our money in order and maybe going on a vacation. God is actually more interested in the human heart. And he's interested in people who don't have it all put together. Remember that Jesus said in Matthew 9 that it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. And so this morning, I want you to take heart. If you're feeling like your life is a mess, or if 2014 is already off to a rough start, come to the Word of God and you will find the comfort and the hope and the truth that you need this morning. So, let's start by talking about cracked pots. I want to back up to the Old Testament, which explains to us that you and I, we are clay. Isaiah 64:8 says, we are the clay, and God Almighty is the potter. Jeremiah 18:6 likewise says, like clay, we are in the hand of the potter. Now, here's a question. Have you ever seen a pile of clay mold itself into a shape? Have you seen a pile of clay sitting on a table and it just instantaneously molds itself into a beautiful vessel? No. It requires the loving, skillful, capable hands of a potter. And that potter, my friends, is none other than our Heavenly Father. Now, the problem is that our clay, over the years, has been damaged. It has cracks, it has flaws. Perhaps it's even been shattered into pieces, because our lives are messy and broken. But I want to tell you that it is precisely in this brokenness that God can use our vessels best. Let me explain. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul says this: God's grace is sufficient for you, for his power is made perfect in your weakness. And that is why I, Paul, for Christ's sake, delight in weaknesses, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I can finally be strong. Paul is explaining that our weaknesses do not hinder us from serving and pleasing God. They actually qualify us to serve him and please him. And so I want you to take heart this morning that if your vessel, if your pot is in a little rough shape, you're in the perfect place for God to use you mightily in 2014. And we're going to learn a little bit more about that in a few moments when we return. Let's listen, though, first to a beautiful classic song, Mary, Did You Know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God.
Oh, Mary, did you know?
Oh, Mary, did you know?
Your baby boy will one day rule the nation.
Did you know?
Did you know that your baby boy
is heaven's perfect land? The sleeping child you're holding
is the great
Mary, did you know?
Welcome back to Good News Christian Ministries. Today, we're looking at being a cracked pot. You know, a lot of times people want to get their lives all together before they come to God. But interestingly, Christ catches his fish and then he cleans them. And so, my invitation to you this morning is that you come to God, flaws and all, cracks and all. And that's why the message today is called Cracked Pots. Now, I was telling you that God can use a cracked pot very well, and that's because carried within our earthen vessels, says Paul, is actually the gospel of God, or the gospel of Jesus Christ. And furthermore, we carry within ourselves the Holy Spirit. And what's beautiful is when we have cracks or flaws in our lives, the light of the glory of the gospel of Christ can finally shine out. That's why in verse 6, Paul writes, God has made this light to shine in our hearts. The light of the glory of the gospel of Christ. And so in the coming year, it's all right not to have your lives together. If you're a Christ follower and you have flaws or you have struggles, the world will be watching and they will watch the light of the Christ you carry within shine through the broken parts of your lives. That's why in verses 8 through 10 of today's passage, Paul says, we are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are never crushed. And we are perplexed, but we're never driven to despair. Because we have this message in earthen vessels and the surpassing greatness of the power of God will be on full display for all to see. And so, friends, we need not be discouraged if we don't have our lives all together. Because the light that Paul calls the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ will shine through the flaws in our lives. Now, I want you to think for a moment about moths. Moths come out at night. They typically live in the darkness, but have you noticed that they are very, very attracted to light? Well, the world is watching us Christ followers. And I want to encourage us in the coming year to attract as many quote-unquote moths as possible. What I mean by that is people will be attracted to the light that shines through the broken parts of our earthen vessels. This is why in Matthew 5, Jesus said, you are the light of the world, and a town built on a hill cannot be hidden. And neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And so, instead of praying for 2014 or resolving for 2014 that we get everything sorted out in our lives and become perfect in every possible physical way, I'm going to suggest to you instead this little poem, which I came across. I think it asks for the right things. Listen to this. I asked for help that I might do greater things. I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I asked God for strength that I might achieve, but I was made weak that I might learn to obey. I asked for riches that I might be happy, but I was given poverty that I might be wise. I asked for power and the praise of men. Alas, I was given weakness to sense my need of God. I asked for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing that I asked for, but everything that I hoped for. And in spite of myself, my prayers were answered. I am among all people most richly blessed. Friends, that is a helpful framework for 2014. Now we're going to listen to one more beautiful song called Love Never Fails. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about how the Almighty Potter is molding our jars of clay.
Love is not proud. Love does not boast. Love, after all, matters the most. Love does not run. Love does not hide. Love does not keep locked inside. Love is a river that flows through, and love never fails you. Love will sustain. Love will provide. Love will not cease at the end of time. And love will protect. Love always hopes. And love still believes when you don't. Love is the arms that are holding you. Love never fails. Right here, love is alive. Love is the way, the truth, the life. Love is the river that flows through. Love is the arms that are holding you. And love is a place you will fly. Love never fails you.
Welcome back to Good News Christian Ministries. Today we're looking at how to approach 2014. And we're looking at the theme of cracked pots. Did you know that you might possibly be a cracked pot? I know that I am. And we've been looking at how God can use the cracks or the flaws in our vessels, precisely so that the light of the glory of the gospel of Christ will shine through the broken parts of our lives. But I want to also encourage us and emphasize today that it's not actually God's intention for us to remain cracked. He will patiently and lovingly work with us in the midst of our brokenness, but indeed, Christ is making all things new. And God wants to sanctify us over time. And so I don't want to give the impression today that we are to remain in the brokenness of our lives. You know, this is why in Colossians 1:27, the Bible says that Christ is in us, the hope of glory. And the word carries on to say that God is moving us from glory to glory. And so, friends, in 2014, God will be transforming us. He will be remolding us, for he is the potter and we are the clay. That's why in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18, Paul writes, "And we, who with unveiled faces reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory." Okay, so how do we go about being transformed? Well, the good news about God and change is that whereas society asks the individual to do all of the effort, God wants to do the work, and really only he can do it effectively. He does it through the gift of the Holy Spirit, otherwise called the Comforter or the Helper in John 14. I want to borrow a phrase from Joyce Meyer. She says, frankly, that we simply need to exchange our trying for trusting. We need to exchange our trying for trusting. And so the formula is really quite simple. As we approach 2014 and a new year, We need to approach God, cracks and all, flaws and all. We don't need to be perfect first. Come to God exactly as we are and let Him sort out the mess of our lives. And then we need to ask Him and give Him permission to remold us, to reshape us into His glorious image. We also need to invite Him and encourage Him to shine the light that resides within us through the broken parts of our lives. Friends, also, if you're a Christ follower and you don't belong yet to a Bible-believing church, I want to encourage you to do precisely that. It's very hard to be transformed by the Almighty Potter when you're in isolation. Instead, plug into a community, and they will help you and encourage you along the way. In addition to joining a church community, I want to encourage you to practice the habit of reading your scriptures daily. You see, the Holy Spirit doesn't want to just take up residency within you. He wants to take up presidency within you. And the way for the Holy Spirit to move from residency to presidency is for the Holy Spirit to feast on the Word of God as you read it each day. And in so doing, He will transform and remold your vessels. Lastly, if you haven't yet accepted Christ in your heart, that is the best decision you could make for 2014. That is the best way to get off to the right start. And I'm going to encourage you, don't put it off another day. I want to invite you right now as I pray to make this the best way to start 2014. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are the Almighty Potter, and we are but the clay. And this is very good news as we start 2014, because it means that it does not all depend upon us. We don't have to have our lives all together. You are constantly, steadily, patiently, lovingly, tenderly remolding us and reshaping us as the perfect potter that You are. And so, Lord, we come to You, and as we sit upon Your great potter's wheel, we invite You, Lord, to reshape us in 2014 into the vessel of Your choosing. I want to pray for the listener who's feeling this morning like a cracked pot, keenly aware of their shortcomings, keenly aware of their mistakes, or maybe their sins, their addictions, their flaws. And my prayer is that right now, they just come to You, cracks and all, because You are on the lookout for broken people. Because in our weakness, then You can be strong. And in our cracks, then Your light can shine through. Lastly, Lord, I want to pray for the listener who hasn't yet asked Jesus into their heart. And maybe all of today's message didn't make much sense because it was all about 2 Corinthians and pots and clay. But for this listener right now, the one thing they can hear loud and clear is that they need Jesus in their heart. And I pray, Lord, that this person right now would repeat this prayer. Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus is Your Son. I believe that I need Him in my life. Indeed, I want Him in my life. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead. And I ask Him now to take up residency and presidency within my life. I give You my life. I give You my 2014. Father, take my shattered, broken life and do with it whatever You please. Amen. Friends, go in peace into 2014. And in the words of Hebrews 12, verse 2, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk.